This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with John Zapp. He's one of the founders of the Flying Musicians Association. So thanks for talking to us today, John. And to start out, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the background of the Flying Musicians Association and how it all got started, and we'll go from there.
Nice to be with you today, too, Mary. This Flying Musician started in 2009. We incorporated in the state of Texas. Our offices are in Fort Worth at Meacham Field. And we're an association of musicians who are pilots and pilots who are musicians. Right now, we've got approximately 230-plus members. We grew at a rate of 35% last year, and we're looking at a greater growth rate this year. Our members scan the globe. We actually have members in New Zealand, Australia, Europe, and Canada. And now, of course, our events that we're attending have pretty much taken up the full calendar year. We also have a few chapters that we started, and we're having fun bringing music and aviation together at events and talking to children and trying to encourage them to pursue careers in science, math, engineering, and aviation.
Okay, and how do you contact these children? Do you go to schools, or how does that work?
Yes, we have a presentation that we're offering to high schools and colleges, Symphony in the Skies, a correlation between aviation and music, which pretty much tells them who we are and what we do and why we do it, and shows them how they can pursue aviation and music as well. We've started college chapters, and what those chapters do is meet on a regular basis. They network, they talk to the industry and their community through a project that we have set up called Aviation Trails, and it allows them to share their talents and their passions, music, and at the same time find out more about aviation and find out if that's something they want to do as a vocation or just simply as an avocation. And we basically talk to the kids about our passion, for specifically music and aviation, and how it relates and how neat it is to pursue those both as vocations and avocations.
And how does it relate? Has there actually been some research on, you know, I know that they've done some work on how learning music helps students also to learn math and technology and engineering. Is I guess there would be a correlation there then with aviation. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, yeah, we were thinking that. And then once we started the association, we're finding out that it's more than just that, that there is a direct correlation, and it's been known for quite some time. United Airlines, back in the 70s, I believe, went around to college music programs recruiting pilots. They knew there was a huge correlation between the two. All you have to do is take a poll at any gathering of engineers and pilots, and you'll find that roughly 50% play a musical instrument. It's quite amazing. And, of course, the attributes that you learn, the skills you learn in music are so transferable to the cockpit. Scanning, listening, fine motor skills, being able to punch in an FMS while you're shaking through turbulence. There's all kinds of things that cross over. It's really neat.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, now you also have plans coming up for Sun and Fun and EAA Air Venture at Oshkosh. What will your group be doing at those events?
We do. We're real excited. Sun and Fun this year is we've really ramped up our exposure and participation there. We'll be doing all types of things. Our members will be performing not only music, but aeronautics, aerobatics, actually, to be specific. Elgin Wells is one of our members, and he's a very good aerobatic pilot as well as musician out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. He'll be performing the night air show. During the night air show, as well as singing the national anthem prior to the air show starting Thursday through Saturday. Ravi the Raviator is one of our founding members, and Ravi's going to be opening for Aaron Tippin on Thursday evening at the AOPA Pavilion near the Florida Air Museum. And Jeremy Brady, student pilot, who's an awesome musician as well, will be performing prior to the Abbott and Costello show on Saturday evening, also in the AOPA Pavilion. And speaking of AOPA, I just need to make a shout out to them, because AOPA is our very first corporate member. They've joined 2 years ago, and since then we've gotten many more, but it's always a special treat to do something with or an affiliation with AOPA. We're also going to be performing at the Sunset Grill. We'll have members performing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings at the Sunset Grill. And the new Sennheiser S1 stage at the Corn Roast will have a few of our members performing out there too. It looks like Tuesday night for that, and we may pop out there and do some impromptu music throughout the week. So look for us around there as well. We're going to be doing presentations. The one I talked about earlier, Symphony in the Sky, a correlation between aviation and music. I'll be doing that presentation on Wednesday afternoon. And Ravi, the Raviator, will be doing a presentation on how to get more flight students at the event. And then one last thing, as you go around looking for coffee, Flying High Coffee will be the coffee supplier this year at Sun and Fun. And we'll be, I don't know how many yet, we're still working on that, but we're going to have members show up impromptu, and I think that we're going to have a few that are scheduled, and have some music at, so you can come get some coffee, sit back, and enjoy some coffee house atmosphere with a little music.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, your organization right now is based in Texas, but I understand that might be changing in the near future.
That right, Mary, that's very well. I've been working over a year and a half now on trying to find a permanent home for the Flying Musicians Association, a place that we can base our operations out of as we grow and expand. And it looks like the state of North Carolina, First in Flight, has jumped on board, and they're very excited about bringing us out here to North Carolina, to the East Coast. So we're looking at doing that, and we haven't made a final plans, but it looks like we're getting really close to making a good announcement that exactly where in North Carolina the Flying Musicians Association's headquarters will be.
Okay, super. And if people want to get involved with your group, how would they find out more about it?
Our website is quite informative and interactive, and that's flyingmusicians.org. And we are also on Facebook. We have a page and a group, and of course a Twitter account, Flying Musicians.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mary, for having me.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.